WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. You know, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, and trying to squeeze in some self-care because you deserve it, it's easy to let healthy habits slip. But today, we're diving into something super important. How to develop a healthy relationship with food. It's not about restrictive diets or feeling deprived, it's about nourishing your body and mind, finding balance, and making peace with what you eat. So grab a cup of tea, settle in, and let's explore 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a more positive and fulfilling relationship with food. First off, ditch the all-or-nothing mindset. Ever been on a diet where you swear off carbs completely only to binge on pizza at midnight? Yeah, we've all been there. The problem is, this kind of thinking sets us up for failure. It creates these rigid rules that are hard to stick to in the long run. Instead, focus on making gradual, sustainable changes. Think about incorporating more whole foods into your diet, fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and find healthier alternatives to your favorite treats. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Next up, let's talk about mindful eating. This is all about paying attention to what you eat, savoring each bite, and really listening to your body's hunger and fullness cues. Ever find yourself mindlessly munching on chips while watching TV? Before you know it, the whole bag is gone. Mindful eating involves slowing down, putting away distractions like your phone, and truly appreciating the flavors and textures of your food. It helps you connect with your meal on a deeper level and prevents overeating. Number 3. Break free from emotional eating. Food can be comforting, sure, but turning to it as a coping mechanism for stress, sadness, or boredom can lead to unhealthy patterns. Instead of reaching for that pint of ice cream when you're feeling down, try finding healthier ways to manage your emotions. Go for a walk, listen to music, talk to a friend, or engage in a relaxing activity like reading or taking a bath. Now, let's get real about food labels. They can be confusing and often misleading. Don't be fooled by fancy marketing terms or low-calorie claims. Learn to read labels critically and focus on the nutritional content, things like protein, fiber, and healthy fats. Remember, whole foods are your best bet for providing your body with the nutrients it needs. Finally, remember that a healthy relationship with food is about balance and moderation. It's not about deprivation or feeling guilty after enjoying a treat. Allow yourself to indulge occasionally without judgment. Life's too short to say no to everything you love. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having a stressful day at work. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your patience is wearing thin. You know what happens next? You walk into the break room and see that giant chocolate chip cookie someone brought in. It smells divine and you just crave it. But instead of mindlessly grabbing it because you're stressed, you take a deep breath. You remember our conversation about mindful eating and emotional eating. You ask yourself, am I truly hungry or am I reaching for this cookie out of stress? Maybe you need a quick walk to clear your head before deciding on a healthy snack. See how that real-world example connects with the points we just discussed. It's not always easy, but by practicing these key takeaways, ditching the all-or-nothing mindset, practicing mindful eating, managing emotional eating triggers, understanding food labels, and striving for a balance, you can build a healthier relationship with food that truly nourishes you. So remember, building a healthy relationship with food isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, learn from any slip-ups, and keep moving forward. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find these tips helpful. Let's spread the stoic wisdom of healthy eating together. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.